This week, Senator Barack Obama announced that he's forming a presidential exploratory committee. While other African Americans, including Shirley Chisholm and Jesse Jackson, have run for president, Mr. Obama right now is considered the most serious contender. But African American presidents have been appearing in films and television for decades, most recently on the Fox drama, 24.
Mr. President, it's Jack Bauer.
You threaded the eye of the needle.
I had some help, sir. I wanted to thank you for advising me of this situation. Mr. President, you saved my life.
I'm only sorry it came to this.
Me too, sir. I just want to let you know that I was out.
I'm glad. This is probably the last time we'll ever speak. Jack, you do understand, when you hang up, for all intents and purposes, Jack Bauer's dead.
I understand that, sir.
That's Dennis Haysbert in 24. Weekend Edition's entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us now from Park City, Utah, the scene of a certain film festival now going on. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Scott, if nominated, I will not run.
Well, you run for president with the friends you have, not the friends you'd want. 24, there have been two African-American presidents. Dennis Haysbert was the first president. During the first season of 24, he was running for president. He was Senator Palmer. And there would be occasional references to you could make history. But the fact of race seemed to be soft-pedaled. And certainly when he was president, it almost never came up.
I'm really sort of intrigued by, is this suggestion of kind of a Palmer dynasty, that there's this family is held in such high regard, that his presidency did so well, that he was so respected. If his brother could be voted into office, I actually found that really kind of forward-thinking. And after the election, as you put it, it was barely mentioned that he was a black president. And I thought that in its way, even though 24 is being pilloried by a number of people as kind of a right-wing fantasy, that is breaking down walls that you wouldn't expect to be dealt with in the, sort of the context of a right-wing drama.
Who's the first African-American president you can recall seeing on screen?
As a kid, I remember seeing this movie, The Man. And what James Earl Jones did in the role is he plays it as it's sort of the template of the kind of thoughtful, stern James Earl Jones we've come to expect. But he's aware of his place in history in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this movie's on home video or not. I don't ever recall seeing it. But I remember the impact it made. I remember the ads in the paper where they barely dealt with the fact that this historic, monumental thing was happening. I saw it on TV in the year 73 or 74 or something, but just what a huge deal it was for the ads even for this, how controversial it was. And so to go 30 years later to 24, where it's really kind of matter of fact, the kind of hysteria around Obama now is close to what I think we saw in that movie, The Man. And it took somebody who was aware of the fact that he had no real constituency, that he was going to take this job to do battle. That's what I remember most about The Man, how lonely that James Earl Jones figure seemed in that film. Mm.
Do you notice any similar thread between African-American presidents as they've been portrayed on screen? I know we have a clip of Morgan Freeman coming up. What film? Morgan Freeman was the president in what film?
It was Deep Impact. And the joke I used to make that you could only have a black president in the movie when the Earth was about to be destroyed. He would never get to complete his term. And that's just the kind of thing that seemed to happen in movies. It took something like The Man or a meteor speeding towards the Earth in Deep Impact for a black chief executive to get a chance to step into office. And there were so many other things that had to be dealt with. He wouldn't even get to run a normal term.
Let's hear a clip of President Freeman, if we could, from Deep Impact.
Our society will continue as normal. Work will go on. You will pay your bills. There will be no hoarding. There will be no sudden profiteering. I'm freezing all wages, all prices. Now I'll take a few questions.
President Freeman giving a stern dose of medicine to the American people in the movie Deep Impact. James Earl Jones, Dennis Haysbert, now Morgan Freeman, who has also played God. These are people who play very noble chief executives.
Well, think about James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman and Dennis Haysbert. And these are actors who enter a room, their voices enter before they do. They have so much kind of vocal aplomb and verve and stature that it just seems natural because of their bearing as men that they would be cast as presidents. And it's great now we've arrived at this point where there's been a line of continuation, a lineage of black presidents in 24. I think in its way that's going to make a huge difference for a lot of people, because if you see it on TV, it just sort of answers questions for us. And we shouldn't underestimate that.
Elvis, I'm curious about something. Gina Davis, most notably in recent years, played a woman president of the United States. I don't think I can recall any markedly Jewish presidents in a Hollywood production. Am I wrong?
A Jewish president. We have to think, too, about how a Southern president was unthinkable for a long time.
Yeah.
Or a Catholic president was unthinkable at the time he was elected. I think there are certain kinds of things now that these movies and these dramatizations have shown, just by showing how able people can be, that it's no longer an issue for a lot of people. I think it may be an issue more so for the people who are following the campaigns than the actual voting populace.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, who also hosts The Treatment on KCRW and many other public radio stations. Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you.